A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, April the 17th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at the planned protest by the main opposition party, Citizens Coalition for Change, following the explosive Al Jazeera investigative documentary called Gold Mafia that digs deep into the gold smuggling and money laundering in Zimbabwe. The main opposition says it is planning to picket at the Zimbabwean embassy in Washington, D.C. this Friday, protesting against the alleged looting of the country's resources. But first, let's go to Sudan, which is now in the third day of fighting between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces. The fighting raged Monday in the capital, with both sides claiming control of strategic sites. A doctors' union says nearly 100 people have been killed in the clashes as calls for a ceasefire are growing. Michael Atit reports from Khartoum.
The sounds of gunfire echoed across the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, and other towns Monday afternoon. The military headquarters, Khartoum International Airport, and areas around the presidential palace are the current main battlefields between the military and the rapid support forces. The shooting affected the power supply and water system in the capital, making life more difficult for those trapped indoors by the fighting and people wounded in the clashes. In the Karakla neighborhood south of Khartoum, the situation seems to be relatively calm, and people venture out to get basic necessities. Wissal Muhammad, a mother of three, says this is the first time in 3 days she's coming out to get food for her children. She says the situation is difficult and we are stranded. There is no electricity and power, and we cannot be mobile if there is an emergency. We are approaching the festivity time and people are just indoors. The fighting started on Saturday morning and Sudanese doctors say nearly 100 people have been killed and several others injured, including civilians, during the past 3 days. Hamid Babikir sells vegetables along the Jebel Awliya highway south of Khartoum. He told VOA that he is unable to order more stock from the central market due to the tense situation. He says roads are blocked and we cannot risk going out to get vegetables. What I am selling today is the leftover from yesterday. Everybody keeps on complaining of the tense situation and increase in prices because of a lack of fuel. Al-Mois Hassan is a grocer in the Abu Adam neighborhood south of Khartoum. He says he is worried about robbery and has only partially opened his shop as a protection. He called on the warring parties to put the interests of the country and civilians as the first priority. He says the fighting has affected all the shops, not only mine. I'm not afraid of anything rather than losing lives. The two who are fighting are all Sudanese and are only following orders. We hope that God will change their hearts. The military said this afternoon that they had restored control over the state-run TV and radio, which was taken over by the RSF yesterday. The East African Regional Bloc, IGAD, has delegated the presidents of South Sudan, Kenya, and Djibouti to talk to the Sudanese warring parties in an effort to halt the fighting. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
And now back to our topic. Tonight we're discussing the planned protest following the corruption exposed by Al Jazeera in a documentary called Gold Mafia. Tonight we have Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change North America and Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you, Marvelous. Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Agatirira.
Aiwa Tiriwadi, I'll start off with you, Mr. Jokora. Your party, as the main opposition, is being accused of not being loud enough on the alleged gold smuggling documentary. How do you respond?
I don't know what they want us to do. I know the people of Zimbabwe know what we are doing. Those detractors that are saying we are not doing enough, they should wait and see what we are going to be doing from the 18th of April this month. We have decided that we are not going to celebrate independence. There's nothing to celebrate. The independence in Zimbabwe is being enjoyed by a few people: Emmerson Mnangagwa, his twins, his other children, and his wife. Those are the people that have been mentioned in the Al Jazeera documentary as the key people that are laundering money, that are taking away the money that is meant for the country. So as Zimbabweans, as citizens of Zimbabwe in the diaspora, we have said we are going to descend on all embassies, all Zimbabwean embassies in the diaspora, starting in the United Kingdom. They will be demonstrating at the UK embassy, Zimbabwean embassy, and Europe. We have about six countries that will be demonstrating all over Europe, Germany, and many other countries. And then here in North America, we are going to descend at the Washington, D.C. Office, the Zimbabwean embassy there. And we are encouraging all Zimbabweans, because this is not a Triple C demonstration or event. This is an event for all Zimbabweans, because we are all being affected. Zimbabwe is losing almost $100 million a week, which comes to around $400 million in a month. And then if you add that, you calculate that, it comes to almost $5 billion in a year that is being laundered, that is being smuggled, you know, in the form of our gold in Zimbabwe to other countries, especially to Dubai. And we are saying that needs to stop. And Zimbabweans need to know that this $4 billion is just a tip of the iceberg, because this is just only gold that is being smuggled. We have diamonds. We have other minerals. We have chrome. We don't think that these people are saying we are going to steal gold only. We're not going to steal chrome. We are pretty convinced now that they are stealing everything. They are stealing all our minerals. Because of that, we are saying we want to let the world know what is going on in Zimbabwe, that Zimbabwe is suffering. Zimbabwe is on its knees. Vana ve Zimbabwe vari kutambura, vari kunhonga zvose nemuromo. Nezvirango zveupfumi zvamunenge muchiudzwana namavaza pano nevanhu veZANU-PF. Zimbabwe iri kutambura nekuda kwekutadza kutonga kwava Munangagwa, uye zvikuru sei nekuba neuori hwemhando yepamusoro-soro hwatakaratidzwa nedhokumendari reAl Jazeera. Al Jazeera yakatozongouya ichiwedzera zvagara zvichitaurwa netriple C, zvagara zvichitaurwa nevana veZimbabwe kuti vanhu havari.
I think we're losing Mr. Tawanda Jokora there, but so I'll bring in Mr. Mavaza. You heard what Mr. Jokora is saying. He's alleging that, you know, a lot of the looting that happened, he believes that, you know, what came out of the Al Jazeera documentary is true. What says you?
Thank you, Mav, and welcome, Zimbabwe. It's good news that we are losing Mr. Jokora, because he was really saying nothing. The reality of the matter is, people must look and listen carefully. The documentary was a loud sounding nothing. It was completely nothing. It talked about Angel, Hubert Angel, who is not a government employee. He is not ZANU-PF. He does not represent Zimbabweans. And then he was simply trying to get business for Zimbabwe. That's what he was trying to do. And then it introduces us to two other people who are not Zimbabweans, who are non-criminals from Kenya and from South Africa. And those two criminals are simply boasting and being boastful that they can talk to the president. None of them spoke to the president. Hubert Angel never spoke to the president. He called a voice which is believed to be the voice of the First Lady, and nobody had said it is. And therefore, you see, what shows us that this whole thing was a farce. Al Jazeera had 2 years of coming up with this document. They had only 2 years to phone the First Lady and ask if it was her on the phone with Hubert Angel. But they didn't. That was poor journalism. They were bent, they were hell bent to tarnish the image of Zimbabwe, tarnish the image of the First Family, and breach the dignity of that family for no reason. And they went on to listen to Hubert Engel, who was simply boasting for nothing. He says that we signed treaties. We all know what is a treaty. A treaty is signed by different countries. It's not bilateral. It is unilateral. It's a lot of countries who sign a treaty. Zimbabwe had never signed a treaty since 1980. So it was obvious that Hubert was lying, was trying to inflate his ego, his balloon. And this is what Al Jazeera showed to people of Zimbabwe and said, this is what Zimbabwe is doing.
If I may come in there, Mr. Mavaza, the ambassador at large, Hubert Engel, is based there in the United Kingdom, and some are calling for Britain to freeze his assets. What is your take considering the fact that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe announced that it had frozen his bank accounts in Zimbabwe?
Yes, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe acted on the whim of a rumor which is coming from a documentary. It was wrong. Legally speaking, Hubert Engel can sue a Reserve Bank, and they should have a reason to freeze his account. Unless they are saying they've looked at his account, they've discovered that there's a lot of money that I'm going through, is something amiss in his account, then they can freeze it. But they can't freeze it on the basis of a documentary which has no evidence, there's no evidence about it again. And if you want to look at the clip where Hubert Engel comes in, he was in Scotland during COP26. He was there looking for investment. These are journalists from Al Jazeera who came to Hubert Engel pretending to be business people.
If I may just take you back there. You were actually at that court meeting. I remember us calling you for stories and stuff like that. What does the ambassador at large mean? What kind of position does that office hold compared to what you were doing? You were there, ZANU-PF, but how was the ambassador at large speaking on behalf of the president?
Ambassador at large does not speak on behalf of the president. The president has got his own spokesperson. Ambassador at large is a person who is sent by the president in particular issues. He could be asked by the president to go and see somebody for something else, another president, if the president is busy. His an ambassador who is trying to push the image of the country.
Who does he report to directly?
To the president and not to the government.
Mm-hmm. Please stay on the line. We have a caller. I think a caller wants to ask something. Hello, caller Makadi. Caller, Trukukunz, where are you?
Yes.
Hey, Taura, are you?
Okay.
I think the line is bad. Yes, it's okay. We were having there Mr. Mavaza in a ZANU-PF official in Britain just explaining to us about the issue of the ambassador at large, because a lot of people that are streaming on our platforms here are asking that. Please ask him, who exactly does the ambassador at large report to? So is he above the ambassadors of the different countries?
No, he's not. He was actually, that's what I'm saying, he was boastfully inflating his ego. An ambassador at large does not have a base, does not have an area, does not have a country he stands for. He is not a diplomat per se, even though he has a diplomatic passport. He is a messenger of the president on the issues the president finds necessary that he should do. And this is the other thing he does when he goes out, it is to represent or to get investments for the country. Even though their ministry is doing that, the ambassador at large is complements that his duty is to bring a value to Zimbabwe, is an added value to the country. So what he was doing there, in his mind, he believed he was dealing with investors, number one. Number two, he then believed that if he can inflate his ego, the investors could pour in a lot of money, billions they were talking about. Number three, there were two criminals who have met here. The ambassador at large, criminal number one, and Al Jazeera journalist, criminal number two. There were two criminals all trying to outpace each other, trying to find out from each other who can outpace the other. Unfortunately, Hubert Engel had no publication to make. He had no radio or television he was working for. So whatever he was doing, when he discovered that this guy is a criminal,
Mr. Mavaza, is he then part of the government?
No, he represents the president, not the government.
In what he's capacity? So is he in the president's office or it's a personal position? How does he represent the president?
It is a personal position. It's an emissary. Ambassador at large is like an emissary who is sent at a particular moment to say, Marvelous, can you go and ask this for me? It's a particular thing I've asked you to do. It does not mean that everything you do, you're doing on my behalf. You do your own things, but there are things you particularly do on my behalf. I will ask you to do them on my behalf. So if the president asks him to go and do something on the presidential behalf, he does that on the president's behalf. There are things he can do on his own, but sometimes he can use his own initiatives to get value, to get people to like his country. He does not have to ask for everything, but he has to run it by the president. When you listen into this scandal, there was no way he spoke to the president except saying, I can speak to the president. He tried to speak to the person she called First Lady, but if you listened very well, that person said to him, talk to the father. Go and repeat what they're telling me to the father. There was no instruction from the First Lady. There was no acceptance.
If I may just come in there, and we understand that the ambassador at large is actually British. He holds a British passport. So how then is he representing Zimbabwe as an ambassador at large?
Well, the ambassador at large was from Israel last year, with another one who was from the United States of America. We have some PR companies from different countries, especially from America, who try to sell the image of the president to the world. Every president, like the president of Rwanda, has got his PR ambassadors from the UK. You don't need to be Zimbabwean to work for Zimbabwe, represent Zimbabwe. But don't forget, Zimbabwe now practices dual citizenship. You can be an American and Zimbabwean at the same time. It's now allowed. The new constitution allows dual citizenship. So it's neither here nor there that he's British or he's not, because he is Zimbabwean first and foremost, and he has the Zimbabwean diplomatic passport, which means he is Zimbabwean, and again, he is British. So there is nothing wrong with being British and Zimbabwean at the same time.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. Let me now go to Mr. Jokora. Mr. Jokora, we had lost you a little bit before I went to Mr. Mavaza. But, you know, from some of the comments here, some are saying, but CCC, why are you resorting to protest at this particular time? Is it not a little too late since the documentary first aired in March?
It's not a little too late. The Al Jazeera documentary episode 4 just aired a few weeks ago, and we also wanted to see the full documentary so that when we go out there, we know why we are going out there. Now we know everything. It's now very clear that Emmerson Mnangagwa is the Archbishop of Corruption in Zimbabwe. He was mentioned several times. Vamavaza vangauye pano muri kuvanzwa vari kugomera varuda kuedza kuvhara vhara nyaya vari kuhwanda nemunwe asi vana vese veZimbabwe vari kuzviona zviri kuitika takazviona zvaiitika paAl Jazeera tikanzwa
vachokora batai makadaro timbotora kola tinzwe halo kola vari kuSouth Africa makadii
Trevor makadii
tiri kutaura nani muri kupi
That is more.
Hey, tell what it is.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, thank you. That was easy. So, this is what I say. Nothing.
Muruda utiti funze nasi tine vanyarikani vaviri, tine vanyarikani ve CCC, ne vanyarikani ve ZANU-PF. Kandai mfunzo tinzu?
Tutakuzwa kuti godiri vakaributisa seiko mukati menyika yedu tichitambura tiri mukati medzimwe nyika kudai
tovhunza kune veCCC kana kuti veZANU-PF
veZANU-PF
Alright, batai muri ipapo munovabvunza vega vamavaza pana kola ari panapa hanzi gorudhiri yaiburitswa seiko munyika ivo vanhu vari kutambura asi tichiona vanhu vachinzi ivo vaiuya nemasutukezi emari zviri kufamba sei
kola tekutanga gold harina kubuda
kana makaterera zvakanaka tererai futi vakati vanogona kuburitsa gold asi hakuna gold rakaonekwa richibuda kana mukatarisa zvakare hakuna akaonekwa achipinda nemari vakangoti vanogona kupinda nemari nekubuda nayo pakabuda umwe mukomana anonzi Chidodo akati ini ndiri kusecurity yepaairport ndinogona kukubatsirai kuti mari ipinde sezvandaiita kupresident vakanga varipo kuti kana vachipinda ndindaita sazvo zvavo asi hakuna tika yapera yesaudi azira haina kana zuva rimwe chete rayakati iri gold rakabuda iri rikaenda kudubai kana kuti iri gold rezabira kudubai kwainguva kungotaura kutukana kwekutungana kwembudzi hakuna chakaitika ndokusaka muri kuonawo kuti ivhunotibusi vakanozvishayira maonero saka vasiri kupopota pamusoro pazvo kunze kwari kungopengereka vadzokora otherwise hapana nyaya nekuti hapana gold rakabuda hapana mari yakapinda kana yakabuda muzimbabwe
vadzokora muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamavaza uyezve zvabvunzwa nakola munoti
Ramavaza is just insulting the whole nation of Zimbabwe to come here and deny what the people saw, what the people heard, you know, is absolute nonsense. Chidodo avari kutaura uyu akataura ega pamberi pevanhu kuti ini ndinoburitsa gold ndichiridai ndichitovaudza kuti endesai pamusvina uyu taburitsa goridhe rakadai ega dai nyika yedu iri nyika chaiyo inotongwa nevanhu kwete nemakororo atinoona Chidodo aifanirwa kunge ari kutori mujeri izvozvi nekuti akataura ega pamberi pevanhu pamberi penyika kuti ari kupara mhosva akatopara mhosva iye Angel Bhete uyu aifanirwa kunge akatodzingwa basa racho iroro riri kuda kuedzwa navamavaza kujustifywa kuti vakapirwei basa iroro iko kuina ambasada kuuk kuina ambasada kuamerica kuine maambasada asina zvaari kuita kunyika dzakawanda-wanda dzese ii saka zvavari kutoita izvi kutuka vana vezimbabwe vari kutambura iro goridhe riri kucherwa muzimbabwe richiburitswa richinovaka dubai vana vezimbabwe vakateerera dubai yamunoona ine mabuildings akanaka kudaro iri kutovakwa nemari dzedu iri kutovakwa nemari dzevana vezimbabwe negoridhe revana vezimbabwe Mnangagwa is enriching a foreign national at the expense of a Zimbabwean. The people that are enjoying our gold, our minerals, and our independence are foreign nationals, people that are in Russia, people that are in China, people that are in Dubai. Those are the people that are being enriched. And the few people in Zimbabwe, that includes Emmerson Mnangagwa's family, Emmerson Mnangagwa's relatives, and a few other people that are around him. Vanodyawo mari dzacho variko kuuk osaka vachiuya pano vachibuda tsinga vachiedza kuvharidzira zvisingavharidzirike zvino iko zvino pavaisipara kuti hatina umbowo umbowo takahupiwa umbowo taanahwo huripo padhocumendary iroro isu tichaita basa redu serevana vezimbabwe kuti vamwe vese vasina kunzwa vari kumaruzevha uko vari kwachienda mbuya vari kuhwedza vari kupi vazive kuti mari iri kubiwa navamunangagwa vazive kuti kutambura kwese kwavari kuita uku ihurumende iri kuita kuti vatambure kudaro
tashanda
semacitizens
munhu
wese ari kuenda kunovhota azive
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. We have a caller. A lot of people have, you know, really want to be on the program to, you know, share their views. Hello, caller in South Africa. Tukta Uranani.
Yeah, hello, Muriku Taura na Evo.
Taura it is Wekola.
Yeah, Chokwa di Esha, Zini Zimungo Wadza, Paka Tike Nawe, Tuwona, Zini Zagada Itu, Muriku Wadza, Chokwa di.
Saka poitwa sei kola?
Hai. Ah, wanuwa, 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 azvichizvinhu zvinenge zvakatarisirwa kunge zvichiitika saka zvinofanira kuti vanhu vanenge vabatwa ine mhosva vane tendero yekuti vagone kusungwa
panapa tine vanyarikani veccc nevezanu p f pane mubvunzo here yamungada kubvunza tivabvunze
halo
pane mibvunzo here yamungada kubvunza vanyarikani vedu I think our caller there, come back to you, Mr. Jokora. We understand that you also be taking your grievances to the United Kingdom and United Emirates embassies here in Washington, D.C. What are you hoping to achieve when you're protesting?
We want to let them know that as citizens of Zimbabwe, we are not happy with this business that is going on between our government and some individuals in Dubai and some individuals in the United Kingdom, because there are some UK citizens that are heavily involved in the smuggling of our gold out of Zimbabwe. So we are going to deliver petitions to the UK embassy. Our comrades in the UK are actually also going to go to the House of the Lords and present a petition there that is detailing what is happening, how the gold is being smuggled, and how UK officials are involved. And we'll do the same here in America. We'll present petitions to the South African embassy, to the UAE embassy, so that we express our unhappiness over the smuggling of our gold, of our mineral resources by UAE citizens. This is important, because we need to let the countries know, we need to let other organizations like the United Nations and also SADC know that this is the person that they are dealing with. This is the person that they invite to meetings. He is not just a president. He is a thief. He is stealing from the people. And the contrary, especially to people like President Ramaphosa in South Africa and other countries that have been supporting Zimbabwe when they were saying that Zimbabwe is suffering because of sanctions. We are presenting those petitions so that we give them evidence that Zimbabwe is suffering not because of sanctions, but because of the massive looting that is going on. We have lost over $20 billion in the past 3-4 years. If we put it back, it will be more than that. Zimbabwe right now, as we are speaking, it's owing more than $14 billion to other countries. Where is the money from diamonds? Where is the money from gold going if we are owing that much? Even
thank
in Zimbabwe, you.
You
hear...
Thank you, Mr. Jokora.
Let me say this. Mm-hmm. Very important. Very important point. Very important point. We heard Emmerson Mnangagwa saying gold production has grown and a lot of money is being brought into the country. But if you look at our roads, do you see billions of dollars there? If you look at our hospitals, the state of our schools, the state of our infrastructure, where is the money going?
Yes, sir. Let me pause that question to Mr. Mavaza. Mavaza, there is a question there from Mr. Jokora and some of the followers here. They are saying, okay, since their money is supposedly coming from the sale of gold, and but the situation in hospitals is very dire. What do you say?
There are great improvements now in Zimbabwe. In our hospital, health care, our infrastructures, there is no evidence produced at all by this documentary. Akuna kana kubaka 1, 2, 3, 4. Akuna kana kagori jirichibula munyika kunzikewa na ingo taura. Kutaura zirewe kutindo chokwadi. Chokwada achungo taura wachino ratizwa. They failed to do that.
Mr. Mavaza, I know this is a very heated topic today, and you know, I want you all to get your position in, but unfortunately time is not on our side, so you actually had the last word. But I would like to thank you and Mr. Tawanda Jokora and all our listeners. I'm Marvelous Msanganya, who are here in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good evening, and let's meet again on Thursday on the Women's Roundtable.